We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Huh?
Hey there, Talkamaniacs. Dez here. And Talkamania would just like to take a moment and thank all the Talkamaniacs that tune in each week and follow us on our podcastic adventures. It's been one hell of a journey, and we continue to grow our brand, doing what we love, and reaching out within the podcast community. We wouldn't be here without all of you, and of course, the support from our sponsors we work with. If you too are looking to support your podcast, look no further than podcorn.com. That's podcorn.com, featured in Forbes and USA Today. Podcorn simplifies every aspect of your podcast sponsorships within a single dashboard that manages everything. Your content stays your own while giving freedom, transparency, and full control on monetization. Podcorn will support you in your own journey and make sure you're compensated for your hard work. Sign up, podcorn.com/podcasters. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episodic adventure. This is Talkamania. No, guys, this is Trivamania 3, Rucker's Revenge, because he will kick our asses again, or he will be dethroned by myself, Chaos Theory, Marty Vasquez. We're here. It's Trivamania 3, guys. I couldn't be more excited, and it is hosted by the Boozer Wade himself, J-Bomb. Say hello.
What is up? What is up? I'm in a foul mood, I'm not going to lie. Pretty ticked off. This is not a live show. This is supposed to be a live show. That's the whole point of Trivamania, but yeah, things didn't work out. Producer Ian's busy, so he couldn't bail us out. I'll take the fall on this. I only worked about 6 or 7 hours this afternoon to make sure this all went well, and it all just fell apart right in front of us. But we have guests here, Chaos Theory, Marty Vasquez, Chris Rucker. Chaos, say what's up.
What's up, everybody?
Marty.
How's it going, y'all? Rucker's going down.
And our two-time returning champion, Chris Rucker, say hello to the listeners.
So, since this isn't live, if I lose, it doesn't really count, right? Like, it's stricken from the record book.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I tried to defend Brock cheating Lesnar and telling fucking Marty not to cheat, and you're
Excuse
going
me.
To cheat now?
Brock Lesnar lost title at WrestleMania, and now it's fellas, taped.
This is championship time. This time was reserved for the champ
Calm
of
down,
Trivamania.
Charlotte.
So if you guys could please respect my championship and be quiet, thank you. Go ahead, sir, Mr. J-Bomb. These rude fuckers.
All right, guys, so we're going back to the format from episode one. Simple rule system. There's going to be three rounds. Round one, 1 point per question. Round two, 2 points. And then the final round, I'm calling it the golden round.
Carmella.
This is where you can make your comeback. What's that?
Carmella. I heard she's into some golden stuff, so I'm just going to say Carmella.
Jesus Christ.
Does Carmella like to get pissed on? Is that what's going on right now?
That's my final answer.
They call her Mella Yella.
Ooh, they call her Mella Yella.
Okay, so we'll call it the Mella Yella round, whatever we want to call it. Either way, you can bet all the points that you've accumulated throughout round one and round two to try and... Don't give me that look, Des. This is like the golden thing for you, my friend. Because if you're going to be down, you have a chance to come back.
I'm here to have a good time and root on Rucker. I got money on him.
You got money on him? All right. So anyways, guys...
Motherfucking Pete Rose.
Let's get going. I'm just going to play the theme. Fuck it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome tuned to your favorite game show, Trivomania. Coming to you live from Rigo Beach, Montreal, Roland Heights, and somewhere near Atlanta.
And San Antonio.
Here's your host, the Boozerweight himself, Chabon!
All right, you sexy sons of bitches, welcome to Trivomania. Let's fucking go. We know the rules. This is round one.
Gee, this guy gives an intro to only to himself this time.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, no, only to me. I introduced you guys before.
Use my sweet deep record. Come on. I know he was waiting for that.
I really was. Now you just fucked up my whole, like, everything, so.
The reigning, defending, undisputed, two-time Trivomania champion, Sweet Dick Rucker, is in the house.
I will never reference that name or give credit to that name.
I know you can't see me out there because we're not on here, but just know I'm basking in my glory.
So what do the UPS guys say when shit shows up at your house titled Sweet Dick Rucker?
Nothing, because they don't stick around for me to open the door. They just like throw that shit from the mailbox and they get back in the truck and leave. But
and break your
chairs.
Yeah,
but I imagine they laugh about it, because when I worked at FedEx, I saw some crazy shit written on people's boxes.
All right, boys. Okay, so we're going to get into the first round. 1 point. Yeah, let's roll right into this, guys. You guys got your whiteboards ready?
I do, sir.
All right. You don't really have to hold it up to the camera. Well, I guess you do for me, but our viewers in the chat that aren't here will not be able to see it, so. It is what it is.
Do we have a theme tonight?
Yeah, it's we talked about it. It's loosely SummerSlam-ish. We have a lot of questions from the fans, more than usual. So they didn't know the theme, so those are unrelated to SummerSlam, but everything, 90% of what I put in there was SummerSlam.
Oh, fuck.
Groovy, I'm down.
All right, do it. Participation award right here.
Again, round one, 1 point per question. I'm going to allow, I'm going to ease into this. So if the first ones are easy, guys, it's just to get you guys wet. This question is in from Justin Robert.
Too late.
He says, while the In Your House days didn't last forever, neither did one of my favorite championships. The WWF Light Heavyweight Championship was actually created back in 81. I mean, this guy's going to give a history story just to prove that he knows more than us, even though Rucker killed him. 81. It was defended primarily in Mexico and Japan. It was even part of the infamous J Crown before it made its way back home to the WWE in late 1997, where it was contested in a tournament that concluded at In Your House, D-Generation X. Tell me, who were the two finalists in this tournament?
Was there a question in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's the two finalists in that tournament?
When?
In the light. In Your House, D-Generation X, 1997. No Googling. The two finalists in the WWF Light Heavyweight Championship tournament.
Farrell, we can see you Googling on the reflection of your glasses.
You're right. I'm not a Cowboys fan. I don't cheat, bro.
You don't win either.
All right, guys. Let's see those answers.
You're right.
So who goes first? How do we lift this up? We just do it at the same time, or how do you want us
just
to do it?
Just all four at the same time, and I'll read in a certain direction.
Completely wrong on this.
JB, you're cutting out, brother.
It's fine. His audacity will pick it
just
up.
Skype. Yeah, my audacity will pick it up.
I know I'm wrong, but so whatever.
All right, answers up, boys. All right. Dez, who do you got?
Taka Michinoku, Brian Christopher.
Road Dogg was never fucking light heavyweight Marty.
What? I thought he was talking about... I didn't understand the question, so it's whatever. I got half of it right.
Hear us. Rucker, who do you have?
Taka Michinoku and X-Pac.
Marty?
I had X-Pac, and as I said, the two members of the DX, so I put Road Dogg as a guest.
I said it was in your house, D-Generation X. That was the name of the pay-per-view.
Oh, God. See, he was breaking out there, so I didn't really hear the whole question.
What's the answer?
The answer is Taka Michinoku and Brian Christopher. Dez picks up
the
point.
Whoa. Oh. The fix is in.
It's the one point I'm going to get tonight, guys.
The fix is in.
How are we tracking points?
All right, boys, moving along. Let's get to the next question. When The Rock debuted in WWE at Survivor Series, he went by the name of Rocky Maivia. But this was not The Rock's first name in pro wrestling. What was The Rock's first in-ring name when he started his wrestling career in Memphis?
Ha! I'm done. Everybody put your answers up.
I expected you to know this one, Rucker.
And I fucking know it.
If The Rock is your guy, this is a question that you should be getting.
Everybody's Googling. Look at these fuckers.
No, I'm looking down at the ground.
Bullshit! I'm fucking writing, dickhead.
Sweet dick.
I don't have this one. I'm just taking
Chaos Theory.
Sweet
just
dick
fucking,
Rocky.
I'm taking a guess.
I have no idea.
All right, boys. Answers up. Let's go. Hold him up to the camera, Dez. Rocky Johnson Jr. from Dez.
I don't know.
Sweet
if
Dick
you're gonna
Rucker.
Guess, if you're going to guess.
It's not a bad guess. Sweet Dick Rucker down with Chaos Theory. And then Marty Vasquez and Rucker pull this one off. It is Flex Cabana. Well done, boys.
Cole Cabana was like, Flex Cabana. I'm onto something.
Cole Oh, boy.
Right. That's going to be the one question I get right today, guys. Now I'm
I drink today.
Tab it, man.
So we're all tied up. Just Chaos Theory. Just Tab dragging feet not. Over there.
All right, homie.
All right.
That was an awfully long-ass question just to ask what his first name was.
No, that question was fine. Well,
no, that wasn't shit compared to the first one. The first question was like a goddamn 80-page book report.
All right, guys, we got an audio question here for one of our guys, Kayfabe Chronicles.
Uh-oh, here we go.
And, here we go.
Hey, Talkamaniacs, this is Kayfabe Chronicles, and I am JP. Everybody knows that I'm a huge NXT mark. So, what was NXT known as before the NXT name took over, and what year did that happen in?
You guys get that?
What year did what?
So, NXT, before it was NXT, what was the name of it, and right. In what year did it become NXT? It's a two-parter.
Oh, fuck.
Were you guys able to hear that audio fine?
Yeah. Yes.
Or was it just a little low?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit.
It's a two-parter worth 1 point.
So you got to get both of them right to get 1 point, or we get half a point?
No half points. That's some pussy ass shit, man.
Wow.
If it was round two and it was a two-part question, you got one of the two right, I would give you a point. But I mean, come on.
Right.
A half point.
Those Googling. Let's stop.
All right, guys. Answers up. All right, Dez, what do you got there, buddy? You got to say
FCW 2014. I know my date's wrong.
Rucker's got FCW 2011. Marty's got FCW 2010, along with Chaos Theory. You guys all fucking got it wrong.
What?
It was FCW 2012.
Oh.
Price is Right rules, closest without going so over. It's this guy.
2012?
Not at all.
The NXT did come into effect in 2010, but that was the reality show. FCW was officially rebranded to
well,
NXT
you be more
in 2012.
With your question, I
good question.
Still not got it.
Good question.
Yeah.
It was
a
great
question. Dope
ass question. How does it work? It's all or none. We got 0 points all across the board.
Y'all got right. Zero fucking all points.
Right. When you say y'all, you mean Mike, because he's the only one with zero, right?
You're right.
Oh, Mike. Yeah, that's sorry. Right. I got two mics in here. Yeah. Chaos is the only one with a goose egg. Yep.
Drink it in.
All right. Question four. During the 2003 episode of Raw After Mania, the night after WrestleMania 19, The Rock was cutting a promo in the ring and was interrupted by the debut of which superstar?
Oh, dude. Oh, so easy. Yeah, it's that, the guy had a mask and, he's like, okay, yeah, got it.
Yeah. He was like Undertaker's brother, right? Something along those lines. Chaos Theory knows this. He's like itching to turn that whiteboard around. This should be an easy answer, boys.
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
I tell you now, you keep asking all these rock questions, they're not going to win.
That's true, eh? What the hell? Did you slip him some money there? Yeah, I don't
know. It just kind of happens. All right, guys, answers up. Let's see those whiteboards. Goldberg. Who do we got? Y2J, incorrect. Y2J, incorrect. Marty's got nothing.
Oh, really?
Rucker's got it. It is Bill Goldberg.
Oh, motherfuck.
So, it's not a trick question, but everybody's mind, me too, went right to Y2J.
Y2J was in 2000.
What's that, Des?
I consider it a trick question. The only debut I remember that's really significant with The Rock was Y2J, but excellent question to trip us up. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
The Rock was actually about to retire because he had just beat Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Goldberg came out and speared him out of his little leather vest.
I remember that spear. He was like, ooh.
That's right.
He was like writhing. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Cool. Good job, Rucker. I'm getting that one.
Thank you.
All right, so Rucker's taking the lead here, boys. We got two for Rucker, one for Daz, one for Marty, and still nothing for Sergeant Chaos. Jesus. All right, let's go to question number five. At SummerSlam 2016, this is fresh, guys. The main event, headlined by Randy Orton, ended in a surprising finish. Name the winner and the way that they won this match. Randy Orton headlined the main event, SummerSlam 2016. The ending was surprising.
Bullshit, Eddie.
Name the winner. Name the winner and the way they won that match.
Does blading count? No.
Emphasis on surprising finish. 2016 SummerSlam main event. Come on, boys.
Oh, my God.
Look, this is how I make the game, right? If I know it, it's a round one question.
I can tell you right now, I'm fucked for the rest of the game because my mind is blank.
Oh, I'm not even going to consider this another victory if y'all aren't getting this one right. This is so simple. This is like schoolboy trivia.
He's been working with Rucker this week, I think.
Rucker texts us like 2 hours before we were supposed to go live and goes, guys, I'm drunk.
Yeah, but that's his superpower, man.
First of all, he's bullshit lying because he called me before that and he was perfectly sober.
Is he
sober.
Sandbagging us?
All right, let's put the answers up first and then we go. We can talk after.
All right, throw them up. Look at Dez trying to be the host. Rucker three times got Brock. TKO. Laser match ended. TKO. Fuck me from Chaos. Brock TKO for Marty. Everybody but Chaos picks up the point. Well done, guys.
That was a nasty blood
Chaos,
bath.
Man.
Fuck yeah.
The hard way, guys.
Looks like this will be the only Trivomania my stupid ass is on.
You still got a shot, bro.
It just started.
There's still
Dude, you can't do nothing run. If he's got 0 points to put up at the last question.
That's true. That's very true. Okay, let's go on to question six.
Six?
Yeah, six.
Dez over here.
Well, I remember him saying five.
I got five points. It's question six.
It's not question six.
This is question six.
I've only missed one, and I've only got 3 points.
You haven't only missed one. You missed NXT.
Missed Taka.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. I completely forgot.
That's because that first question was an hour ago.
Yeah, that first question, yeah.
Hey, Marty.
I apologize.
I'm sorry.
Fuck off.
I don't know.
Go fuck yourself.
I won't let it happen again.
Guys, don't push him too hard because tomorrow he's going to be like, Dez, we got to get better gear now. Last night was proof.
Dude,
we got to get better gear.
I'm on the better gear. That's what's so frustrating.
Oh, shit.
So I guess we don't. That's it. We don't want
you
more gear.
I hope you kept that receipt.
All right, let's commence to me keeping 0 points.
What's the return policy in Canada?
It's my brother-in-law, so pretty easy. He's got to bring it over to his house. All right, guys, question six. Who turned on Daniel Bryan at the 2013 SummerSlam pay-per-view to cost Daniel Bryan the WWE title? This is relatively recent. I'm not going too far back.
Will Smithers.
Who turned on Daniel Bryan at the 2013 SummerSlam pay-per-view to cost Daniel Bryan the WWE title. I think it was his first WWE title as well.
Ooh. Well, technically, he was the world champion before that.
Was he with? Was he tagging?
That's why I put WWE in there.
Look at you catching the little... My guy, I thought you were supposed to be drinking.
Sure. Yo, I've had one fucking drink. We're taking a break after this question because I got to go fill up. Look, I got a mini fridge set up. I'm just airing it out. It was at my jam pad. And I won't have to take breaks anymore, Dez, to go make drinks. I'll just be able to do it.
All right, on the fly. Good. Let's do it.
All right, answers up.
Triple H.
Oh, fuck. All right,
Desmino's got Triple H. Son of a bitch. Rucker's got Triple H. Marty, who'd you have?
I fucked up.
AJ
That's
Lee.
A good guess. Great guess.
Mike Farrell with the Bella Twins. She it turned. Was, in fact, Triple H.
She turned on
Dez,
it,
you
not
got
the
that.
Chance.
Yeah, he ref'd the match.
Fucking
I remember
stupid.
That one.
God damn it.
Randy
Dez,
Orton. Randy Orton turned heel and cashed
yep.
in. That was so fucking
bang.
Good.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, that was so good. I'm going to have to go watch that when we get off of here.
All right, boys, we're going to take our first break. So if there is, if you need to make a drink or, take a piss, do it now. We'll be back right after this.
The following announcement has been paid for by Boot to the Face.
This is a Spreaker break, bro.
I tried to get you again like
God.
Last time.
It sounded
like,
good,
shit,
man.
I really thought
you were playing
I was like,
it.
What the fuck did I hit?
Yeah, I thought he was playing it. It was good, man.
God damn it, man.
All right, boys, we'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back to Trivomania Episode 3. We're just ending, coming to the end of the first round. Rucker's got 4 points. Dez has 3. Marty has 2. And still goose egg for Sergeant Chaos.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
Dum-da-dum-dum.
I'm actually quite impressed that Dez is...
I know, so am I, man. Let's keep this going. Don't jinx me.
All right, guys, question 8. What was the only SummerSlam? Oh, sorry, no. Question 7. At the 2014 SummerSlam pay-per-view, Brock Lesnar absolutely destroyed John Cena to become WWE champion. How many suplexes and F5s were delivered?
Oh,
in
and
this
F5s.
Match? That's right.
Fuck.
Oh, come on.
I know the suplexes, but I don't remember the F5s.
Can you give us like A, B, C, or D?
It's a number.
It's double digits. Highest without going over.
Oh fuck! I'm about to guess on the fucking F5s.
Okay, I know it was a lot. I remember this one specifically.
I mean, the suplexes was a lot. I got that number down.
Rucker is looking like no sweat. Like this guy's, he's written down his answers already. He's like, this is fucking. This is some bullshit.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm not
feeling
saying
confident
it's right,
down there,
but I got my answer down.
I think I'd know this one-ish.
Is that Dez looks disappointed.
I know.
This is a
number.
Pam Anderson tattoo.
I should have smoked
this. This is both of them combined, right?
This is how many suplexes.
Oh, okay. So
and then how many F5s.
Oh, it's a two-part question?
Yeah,
that's a pretty fucking hard question. Is
the
it like 2 points? Is it 2 points?
No, it's a single point question. SummerSlam 2014. Brock Lesnar. John
this
Cena.
This is a tough one. All right. Rucker's going to get it.
Of course Rucker's going
to
get it.
I have to start hating you, dude, at this point. All right. I
fucking love it.
This motherfucker's
the oldest
one
out of us.
I want
numbers, guys. Guys.
I want drunk Dez to get on right now.
Yes,
dude. Just because you can't get it right doesn't mean it's a bad number here.
That's a 16, by the way.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull up my Skype for you. Okay, so Dez has 16 suplexes, 3 F5s. Rucker's got 19 suplexes, 1 F5. 12 Germans, 3 F5s from Chaos, and 16 suplexes and 2 F5s. Marty Vasquez gets the point. Yeah, buddy.
Good job, Marty.
Very close, Dez.
You know how heartbreaking
that is? I'm
telling
you, this is
a one.
This is not
an
uncommon answer.
I'm off by one. I'm off by one. I should get points for being that close.
The 16 was fucking set, and I'm like, oh wait, F5s?
16 is like pretty much set on every promo.
Right.
And it was the F5 sandwich. Fuck. You started the match with an F5, 16 suplexes, final F5. It's on the wiki page. It is everywhere.
It's on the wiki page. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's common knowledge.
I was going to go... It's I was going to go 22 Germans, two but Germans? I figured that was a little bit too much.
Oh, 22 Germans. Shit, okay.
But I figured that was a little bit too much, so cut that by 10. And I'm still stupid, so it's fine.
I will tell you this, though. In my research to find SummerSlam questions, I realized that it's pretty much the Brock Lesnar and Rock show at SummerSlam, and John Cena.
That's why Rock never had WrestleMania, but SummerSlam was his fucking shit.
So it's tough. So, I mean, there's maybe I'm giving away some answers there, but keep that in mind, guys. Number 8. What was the only SummerSlam in history to have not been aired live on pay-per-view?
2020? Oh, wait.
That's just in front of fans, Marty. It's still going to be live on pay-per-view.
Do we need the year or do we need the number?
There is no number for SummerSlam. It would be a year, yeah.
I know.
What was the only SummerSlam? I mean, you know what? I don't even need the year, really. If you can give me pretty much, if you can just indicate which one it is, there's multiple ways of doing it.
I just rewatched this one, so I know this one.
But yes, what was the only SummerSlam in history to have not been aired live on pay-per-view? Live.
I'm just throwing out years now. Fuck it.
All right, guys. Answers up. Let's see what you got.
Never mind. Nothing.
1997 for Chaos.
Nothing.
Marty's got nothing. SummerSlam in England and 1992 Wembley. Rucker gets the point. Dez gets the point. Let's go.
Hey, Rucker, is there something you don't know? Like
92? Fuck, Jesus. Dude. That was 5 years old.
If he would have just asked the question and left it alone, but then he kind of kept talking and something clicked. So that's not my fault. Blame your host.
Was it the text message he sent you?
Wait. Did I not put it on silent?
He's like, something beeped, not clicked. Fuck.
No, he sent that to you in the fucking group text, not the solo text.
Yeah, that's the second time I've referenced Wembley. So
what's so Rucker's winning by one?
Rucker's got 5. Dez has 4. Marty has 3.
You don't need to say my score. Everybody knows.
Oh man. Oh damn.
Look, at this point, now I'm just gonna throw it for Rucker so we can keep the belt from Canada.
Hey,
you gotta get, Dez. Marty's
got a shot here.
Yeah,
man.
You gotta get Dez to start getting something wrong.
That's true. Dez is kicking fucking balls tonight. Look, the one time I'm on Talkamania, the audio and video fucks up, and Dez is kicking ass and taking names. I'm a fucking curse, you guys. I apologize.
Hanging in there and biting at his ankles.
1 point behind, man.
I know, but that's only it's we're early here, you know. So.
And I love it because I get to see the stress start.
I know.
With Dez now.
I'm only here to have a good time, guys. Chaos. I didn't expect to do this well early on.
Chaos Theory is the curse of fucking Talkamania.
Hey, man, look,
fuck?
I told you when you were talking shit in the chat, it's way different when you get on here.
Yeah,
it really is.
You ain't never lied. My fucking brain feels like goddamn somebody shot me, and I'm recovering from a fucking coma right now.
All right, J-Bone, let's do
this. If we were playing poker, Dez's tell is, hurry up, deal the cards. You want me to push these questions?
We'll play poker?
I can feel it.
Let's play poker.
I'll slow roll some fucking quad fives again. Hey, I finally figured out what slow rolling is. Thanks, guys.
Marty, just send me your money, bro.
You ain't gonna handle it, dude. I'll fucking take it all.
Alright. We gotta do it. Okay, let's move on. This is question 9. It's the final question of round 1. This one's interesting. Only once has this happened. WrestleMania has been main evented by 2 wrestlers who both use their real names. First and last, who are these wrestlers?
WrestleMania?
It happened at WrestleMania, a main event at WrestleMania. Both wrestlers use their full real names.
This is a fucking 1 point question?
1 point question. It's not that hard if you think about it. This was submitted by SEMA.
Okay, I got it.
I think I got it.
I don't need to know what WrestleMania it was. I just need to know both wrestlers' real names.
Rucker 100% has this one.
He don't look like he's got
he
it.
Does.
He does not
he
look
does.
Like he's got
he
it.
Does.
I don't think he's got it.
I don't.
I think Mario's going to pull this out of his ass, even though he's not looking too confident. But
you said WrestleMania. You said WrestleMania uses their real name, right?
main evented
yes.
WrestleMania, and both wrestlers use their full real name.
Oh, wait, they WrestleMania, they main evented each other?
Yeah, it was a match, one versus one. It happened, man. I'll give you guys 10 more seconds.
That's already too much time.
Marty's just like, all those numbers. Dez is like, fucking, I know it. Just go.
I don't know if I know it. I don't know if I know it.
I got it.
I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was the main event. I don't know if it was the main event.
These are the only two names that came to mind. So we'll see.
Main event to each other. I don't know.
I mean, just think of wrestlers with real names. Anyways, guys, answers up. Let's go. All right, I'm going to start off with Marty. He's got John Cena, Brock Lesnar, Farrell. Go a little higher. Randy Orton and John Cena.
Fucking Brock and Goldberg.
Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle, and Brock versus Goldberg.
Kurt Angle didn't.
It was Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 19. First and last name, Dez. First and last name. I was very clear.
What do you mean?
They made an event
his name's not Bill Goldberg.
It's Brock and you Goldberg were super clear.
They didn't make an event.
Dude, I was. No. Batista's in there. Dude. Go back
okay, wait
listen.
A second.
Kurt Angle, wait, hold on. So Angle and Goldberg, or Angle and Lesnar main evented WrestleMania and SummerSlam that year?
They main evented WrestleMania because he tried to do the shooting star press and landed on his face.
And then got got his
main event. Fucking SummerSlam.
That was the main event with Austin and Rock 3.
New was fucking
okay, Rucker got that. Nobody else got it, eh?
I got Lesnar.
Yeah.
All right, well, that wraps up round one.
All right, boys, it was fun.
Six.
You guys need my address for the belt?
Dez has four. Dez is fact-checking like a motherfucker right now. Marty's got three.
Don't say my score. I'll just commit suicide on air.
Don't do that.
There is hope, though, Chaos. There is hope.
Oh, I always have hope, but if I go down as the dumbest contestant in Talkomania history, at least I have a record.
I got good news for you, Chaos. Good news for you.
Fuck off.
Since you were walking out at the bottom of the barrel of first round, I got a bonus question for you, bro. And only you can answer
this.
What
the fuck is this bullshit?
This is Jay
changing the rules on us all over again. This is Trivimania 1 all over.
Yeah.
That sounds bitter. Dude, he's got a chance to get 1 point. 1 point.
That's 1 point closer to my three.
Spell your name.
It is, I'm not going to lie, these bonus questions for last place are tough as fuck. So the chances that anybody's going to pick these up is pretty rare. But it is another submission from our good friend Kayfabe. Here we go. I'm going to play it right now. Give me a sec. Make sure that the audio is up there. All right. You ready over there, Chaos?
I'm ready.
Hey, Talkomaniacs. This is JP from Kayfabe Chronicles once again.
Can't hear J-Bomb.
This question comes
it's cutting.
He's doing that.
It's cutting. What was the opening contest of the first WrestleMania?
For 1 point.
Answer that. Cipher. He said it was hard. Answer it.
Son of a bitch. Okay, I'm just going to read you the question then.
Okay.
Because the audio ain't working. Well, I'll throw the audio in the actual recording. This is going to be like hours of editing. I got to hear it again. 1 sec.
Hey, Talkomaniacs. This is JP from Kayfabe Chronicles once again. This question comes all the way from WrestleMania 1.
16
what
suplexes.
What was the opening contest of the first WrestleMania, and who was
All right. This question goes all the way back to WrestleMania 1. Who are the two wrestlers that participated in the opening match at WrestleMania 1?
Good luck.
You don't have to write it down. You can just tell me. Don't got to write it down. Nobody else can answer this one.
Can I answer it after he does?
You can absolutely answer it after he does.
WrestleMania 1 opening match. Just for shits and gigs, I'm going to say Hogan and Piper.
Not right. Rucker, who do you got?
Yeah.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Big John Studd.
Tito was the first match.
I was going to say Tito Santana.
Marty's on to something. Marty, who's the other dude?
I don't know the other one. I know Tito was in the first
Tito
match,
Santana
though.
And Mr. Perfect.
No, Tito Santana versus the masked executioner that was Buddy Rose underneath the mask.
Right. That's who it was.
You said right, like you fucking knew that.
I just fucking watched that like 3 days ago.
Right.
No, because
that's
I just
the masked executioner.
When you stepped out earlier, I told Mike and Dez that I just watched the 86-87 pay-per-views.
It's all right, let's go to round two with me getting my dick kicked in the seven.
All right, so wrapping up round one, we got Rucker with six in first place. Dez with four in second. Marty with three in third.
Marty and I are sharing points tonight. We're sharing points.
Yes, let's move on.
Let's move on.
I feel like the 2014 Eagles when we had Vince Young and we went like fucking four.
You mean like the
right
Eagles every year with the exception of 2 years ago?
Oh, hold on, wait. You're a Fudge Packers fan. You guys haven't been to anything significant like 40 years.
We just
years,
won.
So
we've won two Super Bowls in the last two decades.
Why are you yelling?
I know,
it's
right?
Passion.
Jesus, aggressive. You talk shit.
So
I pop aggressive. Shit back. It's okay.
Same.
Both you guys are losing.
13 World
Marty,
Championships.
Hey, check this out.
13.
Listen to
13.
This. If Marty, you guys add both your scores together, I'm still beating you.
If we add both Marty and myself?
Marty and
Marty
Chaos.
No, okay. Me.
Don't drag me into this.
Don't put me in that shit.
Hey, if
that's,
you add,
listen,
both, if you
like
add
I
all
said,
three of your scores together, I'm only down by one.
Listen, like I
sounded
said,
like, sounded like
if
Becky
I go
Kubelt's
out with zero, if I go out with 0 points, I go out as the dumbest contestant in Trivomania history, I still
you
have
did
that
watch,
record. I'm
you
fine
did watch
that.
Trivomania 3 with J-Bomb, right? Trivomania 2, sorry, with J-Bomb.
I did.
Why? I did.
I did. But
I think the best part about it was watching
yeah.
you. For the video
yeah.
was the best part. You were just at the end. You were like,
"Well, see the difference is, I'm not going to get pissed off. I'm just going to get drunk as fuck.
That's the only reason I'm here, to get drunk and be Rucker. But I'm gonna do one of those.
You know, I tried to bring in Fact Checker 1 and Fact Checker 2 to take down Rucker. And then Dez swerved us with the fucking toughest questions ever. And somehow fucking Rucker still figured them all out.
No, you know what,
I don't
though?
Know what's going on.
He's got his wife in the back right
those,
there.
Those, like, name as many as
answers.
You can things should have been that. Like, if you win that, you get 1 point. He still would have won.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm okay. I'm okay. Don't worry about the tears you see.
Let's move on. Round two. 2 points per question.
Oh.
This question comes in from Fact Checker 1, Justin Roberge. So get ready, boys. Shit. It's another question in relation to the light heavyweight championship.
What's with this guy in light heavyweight championship?
Of course it is.
He loves it.
Is it another book
Crash.
Report?
A little bit. I'm going to try it. Yeah, I'm just going to read it. He goes, I really do love the light heavyweight championship.
No shit. All right.
Nobody
Such an
cares.
Underrated title. It only had a 4-year tenure in the WWF until the company decided to take on the WCW Cruiserweight Championship as its own. Here's the question.
Oh, no.
Although there weren't many guys who held the title during its WWF run, there's two dudes who actually managed to hold it twice. So who held the WWF Light Heavyweight Championship twice? There's two of them. If you name one of the two, I will give you 1 point on this.
I only know one, so that's all I'm going to go with.
There's a chance to make it up here, guys. Who are the only two-time WWF Light Heavyweight Champions?
This is before they brought it
these
back.
These are
the
only two people I know that have held that belt.
Wait,
hold on,
what
was that, Chaos?
I said these are the only two people I know that have held
that
belt.
Why the fuck
belt,
did we
so
even
we'll
talk about
that.
The Cruiserweight title if this isn't a Cruiserweight Championship question?
Because it was a book report again.
It's not a Cruiserweight Championship question?
No, it's light heavyweight.
No, it's the light heavyweight.
The whole purpose, I think, of the question that he's asking is to make it clear that it was when it was called the light heavyweight.
Oh, he was trying to make it clear. Yeah, okay. Somebody ought to define fucking clear for that guy. He does know we're drinking, correct?
That shit was about as clear as Georgia lake water,
which isn't clear at
Rucker,
all.
Rucker, you were becoming best friends with Rucker with Roberge when he was on the show.
I don't know what
now you're talking shit about him.
I don't
again.
Know what the fuck happened there.
I got no idea on this one, man. So,
all right, guys, answers up.
I'm going Taka Michinoku and Gilbert.
Oh fuck, bro. He might not. That's not.
Dez, who do you got?
I got Taka next block.
Chaos also with talking X-Pac. Who do you got there, Marty?
X-Pac, Crash.
Crash, right, how long was a super heavyweight?
It was X-Pac and Dean Malenko. So who had X-Pac on there? All right, so Dez gets a point, Marty gets a point. Chaos Theory with his first point of the night.
Fucking
with the weed smoking expat.
Nobody's got Dean Malenko. Rucker gets
my
no points.
You know, I was going to say Dean Malenko, but I didn't think
even
he came
Dean
in.
Malenko.
Yeah.
Who's the worst guy to say Dean Malenko?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
Stinko Malenko was there.
Old Stinko.
The man of a thousand horns.
That's why Jericho was GOAT, because he's a thousand man with a thousand and one.
Dude, he should
so
bring
Dez,
that list back one day.
Right. Dez takes one step closer to King Rocker.
Oh, do I?
What was that crazy
am I
fucking
one behind
move?
Him or
the
am I
three-handled tie? Family credenza or some
that's,
bullshit like that?
One point.
How many does Rucker have? Six or five?
Rucker's got six.
27.
Dez has five. Marty's got four. My boy Chaos Theory's got
one. I was
one
behind.
I thought Rucker. That was worth 2 points.
And why am I still one behind Rucker?
If you got both of them.
My bad.
Because he got another one, too, before you did. If you're one behind him and he gets a point, you're now two behind him.
Where did he get the point?
The last question.
What was the last one before? What was the last one before this?
Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar, WrestleMania 19.
Yeah, okay,
that was the last one-point question.
That was the one that he googled.
Don't,
that was the one
don't
that
question
he texted
my ability to write ticks on a fucking paper.
Oh, we saw Trivamania 1, so we will question.
See, this is what I like, Dez. When you get angry and actually start talking shit back, this makes me go, fuck yes, Dez is getting pissed off. Fight, fight.
I'm glad we're on this one, then.
I can see Jay's like, I hate this fucker.
All right, you fucking pieces of shit. All right, question two. This is another one from Kayfabe. It's an audio. I'm not even going to try and play it because I don't know how to produce a fucking show. What is the question? I gotta fucking hear it. Hold on. Let's just see if you guys can fucking get this. Hold on.
We're a podcast.
Let me know if you can hear this.
What's up, Talkamaniacs? This is everybody's favorite silver medalist from the last episode of Trivamania, JP from Kayfabe Chronicles. Coming to you with a little bit of an easier question. It's a two-parter. Which WrestleMania was the very first WrestleMania to be filmed at separate locations? And what were the three cities that it was filmed?
So if you didn't catch that, it was what was the first WrestleMania to be filmed at separate cities, and what were those cities?
Nobody's going to remember those cities.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, okay? If you can name the WrestleMania in one of the three, or two of the fucking three cities, fuck, if you can name one of the three cities, I'll fucking give you 2 points for it.
Cool.
If you choose the WrestleMania right, you'll get 1 point. I love how people that write questions think, well, this one's an easier one. And everyone who's participating is like, what the fuck? What the hell is easy about that?
He sounds like, I know this shit, but like, where was he when I came to Trivamania?
Well, he had your bullshit-ass questions coming
out. I got a skilled back. Oh, fuck.
He's like, name the most you could do. Rucker gets like 27 points round one. We're like, fuck.
Wait, so this is not a get 1 point for every one you get right?
No,
shit.
There's a certain amount of cities that they split the live taping of. If you can name one of the three cities, I'll give
you
a point.
And then if you can name which, so a possible 2 points.
Oh, I fucking I'm so lost.
If you get all three, I'll give you a bonus point on this one because it's fucking hard as hell. So you will get three. If you get the WrestleMania number with all three cities, I'll give you three.
Go ahead, Farrell.
All right. Throw up your shit.
Well, that's not correct.
Sam. Throw them all up, boys.
Bullshit.
I got WrestleMania 3, Toronto, Detroit, and L.A.
All right. So Rucker's got L.A. on this. It's definitely not WrestleMania 3. So Rucker's going to go ahead and get a point on that. Dez has WrestleMania 12 incorrect, but he got LA. That's another one of them. So Dez is going to get a point on that. And then we got Marty with WrestleMania 2, which is correct. So he's going to get a point on that.
Fuck,
he's also got
two.
LA and New York, which is two of the three. So he'll get a secondary point there. Really close, Marty. And then we got Mike Farrell with WrestleMania 2. He's got Chicago. Correct. Chicago. He's got New York. Correct.
Stanford, God! I was going to put Chicago.
Is incorrect.
As my
third. It was
Coliseum,
LA.
Baby. One of the few times I was there.
Put Chicago.
Chaos nails it with 2 points. I mean, that was a pivotal point in this game, guys.
So how many points did Marty get?
2, 3.
Marty got 2. So right now, we got Rucker, 5, 6, 7.
Keep them going.
I actually stole points from Rucker.
How'd I end up with 4?
He sent them via PayPal, and now I got more points.
Rucker's got 7. Dez has 6. Marty's got 6. And Chaos Theory's coming back with 3. There's a chance, boys. You sweating over there, Rucker, a little bit?
What's that?
Don't sweat. Are you sweating? Don't sweat. You're not losing. Cool. Calm down.
Just call me Brian Christopher.
I was going to call you Scotty Too Hottie, but Brian Christopher works too.
All right, boys. These aren't going to get any easier. Question 3, round 2. This one coming in from JB the Jobber. In January of 84.
Fuck.
I wasn't even born yet.
It's a known thing. Trust me. It's not that crazy.
I wasn't born yet? That's a known thing.
So things that happened before you guys were born you don't know about. Come on.
I was 2. All
right. In January of 84, Bob Backlund and surprise mystery partner Hulk Hogan ended up in a brawl on live TV with what historic tag team?
I don't fucking know. What year was this?
You guys, 84. Hey, you guys froze on my end. I didn't hear the question.
Don't blame that on it. Repeated.
January of 84, Bob Backlund and surprise mystery partner Hulk Hogan. That's the real clue here, boys. Ended up in a brawl with what historic tag team?
How historic were they?
Pretty historic, I would say. I would say they started something special.
Fandango and Breezango?
I don't know. 84.
Fuck yeah, 1984.
They're the best, though. Beverly Brothers is the best.
Man, I'm so
wrong. 84, here. Bob Backlund, surprise tag team partner Hulk Hogan, ended up in a brawl with what historic tag team?
Historic.
All right, guys, take your guesses. Throw them up. Chaos Theory's got Iron Sheik and Sergeant Slaughter. Desmino's got Legion of Doom. Rucker's got a big question mark. And Marty got nothing.
Wasn't Iron Sheik like fucking going up against Hogan at that time?
I have no idea about that. I thought that you guys might have gotten this one. It was the Wild Samoans.
Oh my god, I was going to fucking put that. Are you serious?
I just figured way back then, dude, you would have done it.
That was the first tag team that popped into my head, and I was like, nah, it wasn't them.
Sheik and Slaughter were the first things that popped into
my head.
I think
that was a bit later after 84.
Oh my god, that would have been huge. Probably. If I would have got that right, nobody else did. That's awful.
It would have looked pretty bad. No shit. It would have been like, this shit's fixed.
Because that was the first team that popped in my head. I was like,
very convenient. If I would have got that, yeah, but I've got a question. This is the round I threw, so it doesn't look so obvious. Okay, we get it.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, Rucker's trying to prove he's mortal and doesn't know everything, and we all know he's full of shit.
True.
Some of these questions that the fans submit, though, I'm not going to lie, I'm reading it, and I'm like,
Makes you wonder, do they fucking really know this shit, or are they searching? No. And, like, what's the biggest question I can submit that I'll fucking
do? Who stubbed his toe at SummerSlam 93?
The fat checker probably does, because that dude has a goddamn steel trap,
technically,
too,
everybody could be a fat checker with a fucking internet. Just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
I think what happens is they probably watched something on the WWE Network recently, so it's super fresh in their mind. And they're like, oh, I'll turn that into a question.
That's how I got a lot of mine, to be honest with you.
All right, let's move along, guys. This is going to be question number 4. Since the boys at Boot to the Face have been talking about her a whole lot lately, I figured I'd throw this one in there.
No, the goat. No. We're talking about a goat.
Mickie James.
At the 1998 SummerSlam pay-per-view, Mark Marrow and Jacqueline took on Sable and a mystery partner. Who was Sable's mystery partner?
I'll give you guys a hint. He sucks.
I know this one.
I do too.
Mark Marrow.
Fuck Rucker.
And Jacqueline versus Sable and a mystery partner at the 1998 SummerSlam pay-per-view. Who was that mystery partner?
Okay, well, Rucker just gave it away to everybody. Oh, who, and then people started writing shit, so Come on.
What did I give away? All I said was he sucks.
Don't hold up your shit. All right, hold up your shit now, I guess. Everyone's just doing it.
I was going to actually write Christian down.
Marty ain't got shit. Farrell, Dez, Rucker, y'all got it. It's Edge.
Did I cheat on that one, Dez? Did you really see my answer?
You saw mine. I had my boy here telling you not to do it.
Mike did.
Oh.
Marty, I have no idea what you're speaking of,
this
sir.
Motherfucker.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
It's called plausible deniability, fellas.
That what we have is a failure to communicate.
That was a good question, whoever that guy is.
Yeah, that was dope.
The best part of that question is the fact that he listens to Boot to the Face.
That's my question.
No. Oh, well, appreciate the support, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. All right, guys. Question 5. This is going to piss people off. I love it. All right. Raw After Mania is a favorite amongst fans because it's somewhat of a start to the new season. In 1995, after WrestleMania 11, during the Raw After Mania, what bodyguard turned on Shawn Michaels?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. In 1995, at the Raw After Mania, following WrestleMania 11, what bodyguard turned on Shawn Michaels?
This is a real question.
It's a real question.
It's not a practice question.
It could be one of two, though. It could be one of two.
This isn't like an audio.
So I feel like this is like a swerve here. It's going to be one of the two.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho. Yeah. Bill Goldberg.
Ralphus.
Jesus Christ.
Is that a wrestler, Ralphus?
Ralphus was Chris Jericho.
That was Chris Jericho's Jericho security was in WCW.
Feuding with Goldberg. He made fun of Goldberg's security team and came out with this big, fat, toothless white dude. That wore like a
name Ralph.
He actually was Otis before Otis was Otis, because he had like a little halter top on, and his name was Ralphus.
Didn't he wear the Jericho 2 Goldberg Zero shirts,
but it was
too?
A little cut off.
Fucking
crop tops.
Yeah, Ralphus.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we need those answers. Let's go.
Google
answers
that
up.
Shit, fat checker.
All right, Dez, who do you got?
Big Daddy Bitch, me.
Y'all all pick Diesel.
It's Psycho Sid.
Jesus Christ.
Or
it's Psycho
Sid. Then it was
Sid.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fuck.
But I was like looking at the number Diesel went on afterwards, so I was like, fuck. Could have stolen there.
As soon as
I thought
wrote
I gave
it.
That away by saying Y2K Goldberg, I was like, everyone's going to know it's not the first one, it's the second one.
You did. I was like, yeah, but he's probably double swerving us because he's Canadian.
They're good at that.
All right.
I love you guys. Don't take it personal.
Slow down over there, Marty. It ain't that serious.
We talk.
Fuck that. Get as drunk as you want, Marty.
You got nowhere to go tonight, I'm hoping.
I damn well don't. That's damn sure.
All right. Before we move on to question 6, we are going to take a break. We will be back right after some sweet words from our sponsors. All right, guys. Welcome back to episode 3 of Trivamania. Let's keep it going. We are on question 6. Of round 2. This is the final question submitted by Kayfabe Chronicles. This guy killed it. This is a good one, so let's listen.
Is it?
Hey, everybody. This is JP from Kayfabe Chronicles, and it is my sworn duty to make sure that Chris Rucker does not walk away the 3-time
Oh, go fuck yourself.
So, in the 1994 Royal Rumble, who were the two hired goons hired by Mr. Fuji to ensure that Lex Luger did not win that Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
What the serious fuck?
He's making sure.
Is it a tag team or two random dudes?
I don't know. Two people hired by Mr. Fuji in the 1994 Royal Rumble to ensure that Lex Luger would not win. This is during his. This is, I'm assuming, right after he slammed Yokozuna and had a shot at the WWE champion.
Yes.
I'm gonna guess too.
Mr. Fuji hired two people to go in and eliminate Lex Luger. Side note: Lex Luger ended up eliminated the both of them.
Okay.
You know, I'm actually surprised that Dez doesn't know this. Because of his love for the Japanese.
Yellow he actually fever. Had Japanese wrestlers? There wasn't even Dez was there Japanese wrestlers fever. Back then? I do.
He's like Carmella.
I do. I do. okay, I mean, I can be down with that. I can be down with it.
No, it's not.
We're getting pissed on?
Man, okay, let's maybe. We'll
wait,
talk.
What?
We'll talk.
What the
we'll
fuck?
Talk.
What?
We'll I'd piss on a girl in the shower.
Chris, I don't want to.
This is
being
released,
be part of this conversation.
So I'm with
Chris
Rucker. Taco Mania's next on the list.
Well, hashtag speaking to out. Quote Robert. To quote Robert, cheaper to nut in her butt than in her gut.
All right, guys.
Shout out to that guy. That was
if you can get one of the two, you will get points. I just saw Rucker nod to his wife, so I don't know what's going on over there. But either way, throw him up. Dez, who do you got?
Natural disasters.
Rucker, who do you got?
Duke the Dumpster Drossy and Crush.
Marty.
I got Bam Bam.
And we got to read this. Mike Farrell, who do you got?
Yokozuna and some other cunt.
So Mr. Fuji paid Yokozuna to eliminate Lex Luger so Yokozuna wouldn't wrestle Lex Luger?
Bad answer.
Like I said, I don't know.
It was a deep storyline.
That's why my...
Yeah, nobody got that's this. Why this is not an easy question. It's the Great Kabuki and Tenryu.
Ooh.
Who I don't even know who these guys are.
I don't even
are.
Feel bad.
I know the Great Kabuki. He actually used to spit mist in people's face before
right.
Muda did.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You guys knew
well,
one.
That's
good.
That's why half of my answer was some other.
That's where the Kabuki Warriors came from.
Yep.
Should we
yep.
give
oh,
Chaos
hey,
one point for naming some other cunt?
No. By the way, by the way, you guys' conversation earlier regarding like where Kairi Sane went downhill, it was them putting her as a Kabuki Warriors with Paige as her mouthpiece.
Yeah, it was shit. Putting Paige with them was shit.
True.
But dude, they were a great.
You talk about
they
shitty.
Don't
promos.
Blame Paige. Blame yourself.
When they lost Paige and they were a heel tag team, they were fucking great. When they fought off against Charlotte and Becky, they were a great tag team. After that, after she got injured, poop.
You had to say the magic word.
What's the magic word?
I fucking miss Becky Lynch.
Oh, you perfect. Now Ruck is gonna be on a downhill slide. Fantastic.
Ain't your baby.
We don't know that.
I'm that boy's pappy.
I'll be the Paul that the youngin'.
I'm the Paul.
I'll be the Paul that the youngin'. I'm the pappy.
Jingle, jingle.
Really? We're getting fucking life references right now? Jesus Christ.
At least you got it. Look,
jang-a-lang,
the two
jang-a-lang,
Canadians
jang-a-lang.
Have no clue what we're talking about. Like,
I have
what,
no
what
idea
the
what
the fuck
you're
is
talking
going on right now.
Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence? Are you kidding me? That was the. Oh,
you guys
got to
do some homework and watch the movie Life this weekend. It is fantastic.
No, Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. Because the second Life that came out like 2 years ago sucks dick. Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. That's the one to watch.
Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Anthony Anderson,
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac.
It's just
the only. The only phrase you need to know from that movie is jangling, jangling,
jangling, jangling.
Goonie goo goo.
Remember Marty?
You
gonna
eat
your had a show on Fox.
Martin. Do, 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 do. Martin.
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Goonie goo goo.
Hell yeah. Eddie Murphy.
We're back to Ray's Boom Boom Room.
Is Goonie goo goo from Delirious?
It's from Eddie Murphy Raw, I think.
Yep.
Raw.
Yeah. Raw.
Goonie goo goo. That's a
alright, boys.
Back when you could say the slur for a gay person.
Are you drinking
not
coffee
crucified.
Right now? Or are you just using the coffee mug as your alcohol?
Yeah, I got a gin and tonic in there.
Okay, fantastic.
A gin and tonic in a mug?
In a Talkamania mug.
Basically says, shut the fuck up. I'm drinking, I'm supporting our show.
Yep.
Trying to get that merch sales.
There's no video here, boys. I don't know what
son
you're trying to do.
Bitch. Well, maybe we're recording.
Well, whose
yeah,
fault
we
is
can
that?
See it. That's all that matters.
Maybe I'm recording the Skype call.
Oh, shit. I should have done that.
Fucking fail.
All right. We got to start over. Everybody remember the answers?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I remember the answers.
16 suplexes.
I don't remember shit from round one.
We're
so.
Going to come back and Mike's
going to
end up having less points than he does now.
Yep.
Edge
not
gave
wrong.
16 suplexes and then sprayed the mist in Lex Luger's face to prevent him from winning the Royal Rumble.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, guys. Let's
Ric Flair with the low blow.
Let's move on. We got question seven, round two. It's back to SummerSlam here. At the 2000 SummerSlam pay-per-view, there was a mixed tag team match, so men and women, for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. 2000 SummerSlam pay-per-view, there was a mixed match, tag team match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship.
Yep. Keep going.
Which team won this match?
Boom.
Can you repeat the question?
Not gonna lie.
Well, I know.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite SummerSlam. I watched it a million times. I'm not going to lie.
SummerSlam 2000, Rucker. Mixed match.
Tables. Ladders. Chairs.
Marty, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to listen to the question.
I believe it might have been a three-way or a four-way.
No.
Mixed match team. Intercontinental Championship on the line. Which team won it?
The reason I know this is it ties in with the question that I asked on Trivomania 2.
Yes, it is. And I remember that.
Can we get some music out here? Because I want to sing on this one.
You want to sing on this one?
Yeah.
I think Drunk Marty has started.
He knows the answer to this one.
All right, can you repeat the question one more time?
My girlfriend isn't even listening. All right,
guys.
Hold on.
One more time for Rucker here.
Fucking A, no! If he can't get the fucking answer right, he can't get the answer right.
Well, maybe if you shut the fuck up while the man's answering the asking the question, I can hear him.
It was asked twice.
And you talk through the whole thing.
All right.
Everybody shut the fuck up. 2000 SummerSlam pay-per-view. Mixed match tag team for the IC Championship. Who were the winners of the match? I'm giving you 5 seconds, Rucker. All right, answers up. I need to see those answers.
Latino Heat.
All right, everybody's pretty close. Dez has China and Eddie. Marty's got China and Eddie. You're both getting 2 points
on that
one.
Val, Venus, and Trish. That is up in that bitch.
Y2J and China. Y2J and China for Rucker and Mike Farrell. Y'all going to both pick up 1 point on that one.
I have no idea who they fought. I just remember that they were the...
Val, Venus, and Trish.
Yeah.
It wasn't a three-way?
No, it was a two. It was one on one. Or
ah, damn.
One team.
Tag team.
All right, guys, this is a pivotal moment.
That was 2 points or 1 point?
That was worth.
You and Dez got two. Me and Rucker.
Oh, are we tied?
They no. Why have they
got ten? Dez got
no.
Hold
on.
No way.
Cool. Hold on. That was a tag team. How the fuck do they not? Do they get half a point for getting half a tag team right?
Because they gave us China.
That's
calm
bullshit.
Down, Marty. It's
That's
okay.
It's round still, two, Marty. These rules were explained to you.
You're still look. You're still not in last place. I'm still there pushing you guys forward like the little caboose that I am. It's okay.
Yeah,
calm
but
your
I'd
tits.
Be 1 point behind Rucker right now. Just saying.
Yeah, well, your aunt would be your uncle if she had balls.
Maybe she does.
Well, you wouldn't even be 1 point behind Rucker.
Yeah, you old non-mathematical nine. Motherfucker, you. You'd be
I got seven
behind.
For you, Marty. How do you got eight?
Wasn't that one where two?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, you said, JP, you
right,
said
sorry,
he
sorry,
had
sorry.
Six.
Yeah, three. Yeah, Marty's at eight. My bad.
The fuck is this collusion bullshit?
We hate Marty.
Me too.
All right, guys. We got to move on here. We got to push the pace.
And then you're going to go question us questioning your point strategy? Wow.
This one's coming in from JB the Jobber. This is the final question of round two. Undefeated streaks in pro wrestling are pretty memorable. One that doesn't get enough credit was Tatanka's. In 1993, what superstar ended Tatanka's 21-month undefeated streak?
What's the date on this?
1993. Who ended Tatanka's 21-month undefeated streak?
93, eh?
I know we already played him, but...
So...
Yeah, listen to this sweet bass line.
Check this out. Well, me and my wife went on our honeymoon. We went on a cruise. And I kept saying, that guy looks so familiar. She was like, who? I'm like, dude with the mullet. He looks really familiar. Fucking Tatanka was on our cruise. I never took a picture with him because, you know, this was, what year is this? This is 2020. We got married in like 07. So this was 13 years ago. Like camera phones and shit weren't that prevalent yet. So I never went up to him and talked to him, but Tatanka was on our cruise.
That's awesome. All right, guys, we got to get some answers up here. I need answers now. Let's see what we got.
Pure guess.
That was going to be my guess, Rucker. That's a good one.
I got the Honky Tonk Man.
What do you got, Dez?
I got Bret Hart. Why not?
Chaos.
Taker.
Marty.
Yoko.
This guy, you're all wrong, first of all. The guy that was getting the push and then it kind of went nowhere, Mr. Ludwig Borga.
Who the fuck cares?
What?
Who the fuck is that?
Hey, I don't write him.
Is that like an Alex Wright?
Sounds like you're like you're trying to give an answer, but you vomit in your mouth. You're like
Ludwig Borga. Come on.
Never mind. I'm not gonna go there. Drunk Marty showed up.
JB, name me one other match you know from Ludwig Borga.
He didn't make that question.
For the game. For the game.
I know. I'm
somebody
just saying.
Name one match.
Yeah, exactly.
There is still a chance here. Hold on.
I'm not sure where this is headed.
First of all, this is the theme of one of the greatest tag teams of all time. This is a Beverly Brothers thing. But it's here because in round two, we also have some loser points to give out.
Sweet.
Last place.
I'm not going to get them, but
shot.
Sweet.
At 2 points here. This is for the bonus. So okay. This is going to Chaos Theory. Chaos.
Oh, what the fuck?
Hey, he's got a shot here.
Yeah, he's ended up being 1 point behind me. What the fuck?
You act like I'm getting it. Calm down.
Fair enough.
All right, Mike. Who took the first pin on the first episode of Saturday Night Main Event?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. They got to be tough for those bonus points.
When did Saturday Night Main Event happen? Like the 80s?
It's old ass shit.
It's got to be 85, 86. Fuck it. I'm just going to throw out a guess of Honky Tonk Man.
George the Animal Steel.
Okay.
I wouldn't have known that either. That I think that one was JB the Jobber as well. So here we
George
go.
George the Animal Steel.
We are.
Let's be honest. The modern day George the Animal Steel is named Otis.
True. Rucker's got 10. Dez has 10. Marty has 8. Mike has 6. We are going into the final round, round 3. This is the round where you can bet what you want to bet. I will let you know the theme.
Oh, fuck.
We're going to take a quick break. You guys can place your wagers.
How many questions do we have this round?
There was 8 in that round.
No, in round 3.
No,
round 3 is
one
question, man.
Oh, fuck, this is it.
This is it. This is Final Jeopardy.
Oh, fuck. All right, then.
I will let you know the category. You could think about it, see how confident you are in that category while we take a quick break. When we come back, you can place your wagers, and we can see what's going on. There is a twist in here. I'll tell you about that after the break.
What the
fuck? The category for the gold round
Carmella.
Is WWE... World champions.
Okay.
All right, guys. We'll be back right after this while these guys place their bets. All right, guys. Welcome back to episode 3 of Trivmania. Rucker has forfeited the match due to some Dallas Cowboys comments. And, yeah, we're just going to go forward. So, Dez with 10, Marty with 8, Chaos.
Forfeit these nuts.
No. Rucker's in this. All right, guys. So before we took off on the break, I let you guys know the category is WWE champions. Have you all put down your wager?
What is the points again currently for everybody again?
Rucker's got 10. Dez has 10. Marty has 8.
All 8. All 8.
Chaos has 6. Hold on. I want you to write on your board and hand it up. Oh. Nobody needs to talk about with each other. All right, guys. What's your wager? All right, we got 6 points. The farm from Michael Farrell. Marty Vasquez does all of his 8. Dez, what do you have? I want you guys to lift at the same time because no bullshit. On 3, 2, 1, if you don't, I'm going to doctor it. So in 3, 2, 1.
You're an asshole. He's a
Rucker's got 8. Dez does 2. Okay, I got to write this shit down. Hold on. Dick. All right, so we got 6.
I'm playing conservative.
8, 2.
Dez, Rucker, if I don't win this one, I hope you win.
Rucker put 8.
All right, guys. Y'all ready for this?
Yep.
There has been 137 WWE World Championship reigns in WWE history. 52 recognized champions. Name as many WWE champions as you can without naming any wrestlers that have not held the title.
What does that mean?
What?
So if you list someone that doesn't?
Right. If you list somebody who did not have it, you will lose to the
all
did
of
have
the points.
It. So let's say you named 13 that had it and 4 guys that didn't. You will lose 8 points out of that 13.
So we're just naming people that have won the title.
The most you can to the 52 different recognized
only
champions.
WWE, not Universal.
Okay.
No, not you. Universal. I'm talking Drew McIntyre title, and that's giving away one of them. I'm talking Drew McIntyre's title. No funny business. Don't fuck around. And because this is the gold round, we're going to listen to one of the best teams in WWE history.
This is all time, right? Just to make sure.
Yeah, of all time, buddy. Name as many WWE champions as you can without naming any wrestlers that did not hold that title. You will lose 2 points for every wrestler that you name incorrectly. Not 2 points off your score. I'm saying 2 points off this question. Marlena. When the music stops, you will drop your pens, though, so that nobody, there will be no controversial ending to episode 3. You guys, 15 more seconds.
Oh, fuck. I'm fucked.
All right, guys, drop those pens. Well done. This is gonna take a little bit of time to figure out. We're going to go one by one here. We're going to start off with last place, Chaos Theory. Put your list up and read them all out.
All right. I got Drew McIntyre.
Yep.
Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
Bruno Sammartino.
Yep.
Bret Hart.
Yep.
John Cena.
Yep.
CM Punk.
Yep.
HBK.
Yep.
Kevin Nash.
Yep.
Taker.
Yep.
Austin.
Yep.
Rock.
Yep.
Kane.
Yep.
That's it.
You got 12. Well done, my man. We're going to go over to Marty Vasquez. What do you got, buddy?
What the fuck?
Oh, boy. What do you got?
He's still right. He froze his.
Shut the fuck up.
Hold on. Talking to your mic, Marty.
I got McIntyre.
Yep.
Brock. Rollins, yep. Roman, Dean, Cena, Rock, Punk, Triple H, Bray Wyatt, Sheamus, Austin, Flair, Hogan, Big Show, Mysterio, Jericho, Orton, Edge, Dario, Miz, Taker, Sheamus, JBL, Yokozuna, Macho,
Yoko who?
HBK, Bret Hart, Angle, Kofi, Bryan, and Jinder Mahal.
Oh, Jinder.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 32 of 52, Marty. You absolutely killed it on that question. Do you guys need to hold it up?
I mean, he saw it. We saw him hold
Rucker.
It up.
Let's go, Rucker. What do you got?
I'm the champion. I go last.
All right,
Is that how it works?
I'll go if you want me
to. That's true. No, he's right. Dez, what do you got?
If you want me to, I'll go. It doesn't matter.
It's not going to change it.
Cool. I mean,
hey, I got 34. What are you talking about?
What?
I got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I got 32.
Okay, I haven't touched it. I'm just counting it. Hold on. I'm going to go over this again because I want to make sure I got them all on it. Because I got 34.
Talk in your mic, Marty, though.
All right, I got 34. I didn't add nothing else here. I just want to make sure I got the right one. I got McIntyre, Brock, Rollins, Roman, Dean, Cena, Rock, Punk, Triple H, Wyatt, Sheamus, Austin, Flair, Hogan, Big Show, Mysterio, Jericho, Orton, Edge, Del Rio, Miz, Taker, Sheamus, JBL, Yokozuna, Macho Man, HBK, Hart, Angle, Kofi, Daniel Bryan, and Jinder Mahal.
We got 33.
What is it?
Okay, I'll take 33.
Okay, 33. All right, Dez, what do you got?
Negotiation. All right. Hands up, though. I don't want anybody adding more on after we go on.
No one's gonna fuck on you. Let's go.
I'm proud of what I've tried here. Okay, there's my list.
Oh fuck!
Yeah. I got Drew, Brock.
Hold on. Hold that shit up.
Okay.
I have mine.
All right, go ahead. So let me read this.
Thank you.
Drew.
Fucking Batista.
Brock.
Motherfucker.
Kofi. Daniel Bryan. AJ Styles. Dean Ambrose. Sheamus. HBK. Brett. Roman. Punk.
Hold on. You're going a little bit faster. I got the first 10. I got. I'm marking shit. So
okay,
we got.
Start over here?
Yeah.
Okay. Drew. Brock. Kofi. Daniel Bryan. AJ Styles. Dean Ambrose. Sheamus, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Roman Reigns, CM Punk, Randy Orton, John Cena, Alberto Del Rio, I wrote Punk twice, so forget that, Rock, Angle, Triple H, Batista, Mick Foley, Edge, Jeff Hardy, The Miz, Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Jericho, Big Show, Kane, Yokozuna, Ric Flair, Buddy Rogers, Pedro Martinez, Bruno Sammartino, Seth Rollins, Andre the Giant, Diesel, Macho Man, JBL.
He loses points for having Punk on there twice, right? Because fuck Punk. Just saying.
Okay,
never mind.
There was a few old dudes on there that we'll come back and take a look at.
Oh, they were correct.
The semantics lost.
They were correct?
They were correct.
No,
buddy.
I'm not saying they're not. Yeah, I'm just saying those are the only ones that I don't know off the top of my
Buddy
head.
Buddy Rogers was on there. He should have been on there. I'm pretty sure.
Was there Pedro
there.
Martinez or some shit like that?
He was like,
what was the other one?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. Pedro, man. I don't know about Pedro.
Okay, I'm going to put
you
wanna
vote
a
for
footnote
Pedro?
For Pedro.
You want to vote for Pedro?
We'll take a look.
Right now?
We'll see
no
if we even have
Pedro.
To come back. All right, Rucker. Let's see that list.
He's going to read up. He's reading off Wikipedia right now.
All right. Now, don't go too quick. Let's go.
He's got all 52.
Bob Backlund, Diesel, Daniel Bryan, Drew McIntyre, Rock, Austin, Hogan, Brett, HBK, Angle, Lesnar, Triple H, Mankind, Warrior, Jinder, Orton, Cena, Sheamus, Yoko, Edge, Del Rio, Seth Rollins, Roman, Ambrose, Sergeant Slaughter, who follows me on Twitter, Taker, Batista, JBL, Kofi, Miz, Macho Man, Big Show, CM Punk, Flair, Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Jericho.
All right, so we got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 36, 37. Dez has 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 37. Marty with 33.
Well, if we tie, if Rucker tied, then what's it?
With 12. Because of the tie, you both get awarded the points.
Rucker put more points.
And still!
Rucker bet 8. Dez bet 2.
Mm.
Here we are. Trivomania, episode 3.
Yes!
Oh my god. Dez, you had him.
Yeah, but you know
you
what?
You should have bet more.
I never saw his pad until he answered the question, so who knows?
You should have bet all your points, though. Don't play conservative in Final Jeopardy. You play it all.
No one fucking cheated.
I would have liked to see everybody's board at the end, seen what the final one was written, and then looked at it. Who knows? I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm salty. I got to live up to the reputation.
Rucker
was
right
now shit while the rest of us was
Rucker dropped. Stood there. If you're watching, you can't see video. Rucker stood there with his hands on camera the entire fucking time.
That's not what I saw.
There's no controversy on episode 3.
Collusion. Collusion.
You know, only the greatest,
three,
you know,
collusion.
I can only compare myself to Tom Brady right now. Like, I'm so good.
That's it.
That people accuse me of cheating.
We're going head-to-head Sunday on fucking Boot to the Face. Head-to-head, Rucker versus Marty.
I just don't like
fucking
these name
shit.
As many as you can, and nobody shows their answers until their turn, because there's time to
what
fucking write
about?
Shit.
We went
yeah, but
fucking
I'm watching
first.
Everybody.
You can't see their hands? You can't see their arms?
What do you mean? Everybody had pens down?
Hold on.
When you said
you
pens down.
If you were one of the final two, right?
Hey, look. It fucking doesn't matter. Rucker fucking whoop.
Put it this way. We're all friends. There's an honor system in here. No one's fucking cheating at Trivomania.
Dez is not like that.
I mean, I went second. I went second. Oh, so I have my shit up there posted. Just saying.
So in first place, Chris Rucker. Second place, Dez. Woo-hoo! Marty finishes in third. Chaos Theory in fourth. I will give it to Chaos Theory, though. That was a hell of a triumphant attempt at a comeback. Not too bad, my friend.
Yeah, I'll take second, man.
Dez, if
at
it makes
it
you feel better,
zero.
I did offer to go before you when he called on me.
Oh, I'm busting your balls, man. You earned it.
Don't lie. Tommy fucking cheated, Dez. Don't lay down that shit.
Here's the thing,
Marty's
man.
Still
how
listen,
often
listen.
Am I going to come that close? So, yeah, it does sting a little, but...
You know, Dez, I was proud of your effort today.
Yeah. I'm going to have to deal with this shit in 2 days. Fuck this shit. You put his ass in his place. Do it, Dez. Put his ass in his place. Don't let him
all
come
right,
on
so
your
check
show.
This out. I don't know if this is still going to be on the audio or not, but nobody put out who won. Fucking let people listen to it and let them see who wins.
Yep.
You can, if you're going to tease it, just say it came down to the last question. Between
damn,
Dez
right.
and
I thought
Rucker.
It was fantastic to come down, you know. I thought I was
it
playing
was,
it smart.
It was fun.
Yeah,
don't
I was trying to play smart
it.
And conservative, and we ended up tying and ended up you rest more points, man. It's a good ending.
I want to thank all four of you guys for being on the show. There is some audio that I did want to play that I was really excited to play. I put some time and effort into this. To figure out audios for all of you. So for all of our listeners, because we're not live, I will give you a little bit of a sneak peek at what the winning sounds would have been for the rest of these guys.
Can somebody take my picture?
He's holding the big check. I gotta buy this motherfucker a
I'll
belt now.
I'll get you.
Do not release that video.
Got
you got an iPhone
got
11
it.
Pro, you
it.
Son of a bitch?
Yeah, of course I do.
Who doesn't have Jesus. One of those?
Big baller.
Yo, the pro, like, what do they give them away in the States? They're like fucking $1,500 bucks here.
No, you just go to AT&T. You say, hey, I want a new
like
phone.
We don't have AT&T
it.
Here.
They're $1,100 here. Plus, I get a discount from Verizon. So we're good.
Look.
All right. Let's.
I just want to say,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
Before we get into that, I didn't finish with zero, so I don't feel like a complete fucking idiot.
But you should feel,
so, thank
you should feel somewhat stupid.
I surprised myself.
Oh, no, no, no.
I surprised myself.
Oh, no, no. I feel super stupid. I just don't feel like a complete idiot. And
oh,
Marty.
So close.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey.
Des, I really thought you were going to bet all
just
your points.
Just because I love you.
That's I was trying to play smart, and I was hoping you'd bet all your points. And
I was
get
trying
it.
To tell you to
but
fucking
as soon as they were
down.
Like, name as many as you can, I was like, that's like giving it to Rucker. Because this guy is like,
exactly.
He can name as
so
many
at that point,
anything as you can. He's one, honestly,
you should have put all your points down, bro.
I think if we look, I didn't know it was going to be a, name as many as you can. Because I think if you look back really? At the name as many
hold
as
on.
You can questions, he's probably 100%
Rucker murders
yep.
all of
hold
them.
On.
Yeah.
Let's, hold on. And 2 hours before we started recording, or we're supposed to start recording, Jay sent out a message that he was having problems trying to keep shit in line with theme. You should have known at that point he was going to result back to list as many as you can.
Marty's drunk.
List as many as you can.
Well, I did say that the point system was going to return to episode one. And the final question in episode one was name as many as you can.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I'll,
I'll
train
this,
harder.
Des.
I'll run
that
up
was
a bunch
better.
Of stairs, and I will take on Rucker for the next
I will say this. I will
was
say
better
this.
Than Royal Rumble winners. I will say that.
Episode one, when Marty was on it, he came in second place. I completely shit the bed on episode three, so I will give kudos to Des for fucking going neck and neck with the champ.
Oh, man, yeah.
And representing Talkamania. So, Des, thank you very much for that. What are we looking at?
Son
we're looking at Sasha Banks over on Rucker's
why?
Phone.
Why? Why? Put up Santana Garrett. Because
he said the champ. He didn't say the jobber. He said the champ.
But Santana
the
Garrett's pitcher was way
better.
The best
women's wrestler alive.
That is a lie.
That's the bullshit.
Sasha
fucking
Banks.
Fucking lie. Sack of
shit. It's one, thing, it's one thing to say she's awesome. She is awesome. But the best alive? Come on, bro.
Alive.
Bow,
that means
bow,
breathing.
Bow.
Okay, guys. I gotta ring this back in. Before we get out of here, I do want to let the listeners know what we had in store if Sergeant Mike was the winner. I mean, it's only fitting, right? If Marty was the winner.
I love it.
I couldn't think of anything.
Also, by the way, best female wrestler. Best female wrestler. Main fucking champion. Not a tag team. Not a secondary.
You think Hikaru Shida is the best women's wrestler in the world
you,
right now?
Wait,
she's
wait,
better
wait.
Than Sasha.
You think if
okay,
Sasha
enough,
Banks was
enough,
in AEW,
enough.
She yes. wouldn't be miles ahead of Hikaru Shida?
Oh, Hikaru Shida would be fucking tearing, making throwing her ass around like a fucking rag doll.
So clearly, podcasts don't
Iro
drug test
Shirai, Hikaru Shida.
Because you high as giraffe pussy right now.
Two best female wrestlers in the world.
All right.
If
right.
they drug tested, I would not be allowed to have a podcast.
One more. And I don't even know if we really need to play it. But if Des would have won.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
I mean, that goes without saying.
Had he, like, put his head down and come back up with, like, green mist on his eyes, would have been fucking perfect.
You know, I finally figured out how Asuka fucking has that stupid-ass mask on her face.
It's fucking painted on before the match.
No, dude, the mask. The mask that she takes off. Oh, Des, you're on mute, bud.
I muted it for my dance.
It's a mouthpiece. She holds it in her mouth. Did anybody else notice that? Am I just an idiot for never realizing this?
They all hold it in their mouth.
I'm not talking about Carmella, but we will end things off with the champions. I want to thank you guys. Before we get out of here, we got to wrap this up because everyone's getting pretty drunk. We're going to shoot the shit after this episode. But I do want to thank you guys for coming out, for making Trivia Mania Episode 3 special. I'm sorry, guys. I fucked this one up. But Chaos Theory, let our listeners know where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at chaos_theorypod, or shoot me an email, chaostheorypod210@gmail.com.
Boot to the face. Who's going to do it? Is it going to be Drunk Marty, or is it going to be the champ?
Hold on. If you're going to shoot emails to Chaos Theory, just jump in our DMs. It's much easier. At Twitter, boot to the face. Instagram, boot to the face _. You can find us anywhere you can download podcasts at Boot to the Face. And that's where we are.
You can find me. You can email me at Rucker3time at fucking Gmail, at Yahoo, at Google, at Hotmail.
At Giraffe
Pussy. He just made that shit right. He made that shit a week ago.
That's Rucker3time with the number 3, as in one more than 2. Sweet.
Yeah, boy.
Does tell our listeners where they can find
us. Alright, you can follow us at _Talkamania on Twitter, and just Google us wherever you get your podcast that kicks. You can give it a listen, 5 stars, subscribe, and, you know, support the second place loser.
On behalf of Talkamania, J-Bomb's out. Mike Farrell, say bye.
Peace.
Oh, Marty Vasquez, say bye.
Later.
Dez, now this is our podcast. Rucker, say bye.
The champ is here.
Peace.
Dez, let him have it.
Fuck y'all. I should have said Psycho Sid. Happy Rusev Day to y'all. Now go to hell.
Oh, boy.
I had it written and erased it. I was like, there's no way it's going to be Psycho Sid. It's going to be easy because Jay's dumb and asked the easy question. But Jay wasn't dumb. Jay was smart.